Hallelujah. Now, last week I tried to let you know that the church salvation, the divine agenda is presented in types and shadows. Types and shadows. Parables, using parables, using types, you know, and to make you understand what God is doing. And when we talk about Ishmael, the topic is Ishmael shall not be here with Isaac. Ishmael shall not be here with Isaac, part 2. Actually, last week we only made an introduction that will lead to it. We want to look at it very well today. I want you to note that when you come to the story of Isaac, listen very well. The story of Isaac Abraham would look at Isaac and Ishmael. The picture that is presenting, the type is presenting, is different from the parable of wheat and tares. It's a different picture. There are two different pictures. The picture that the parable of wheat and tares, amen, is presenting, is the mystery of iniquity. It's different because the difference here is that the origin of the two seeds, there are two different origins. Two different people planted the two different types of seeds. The owner of the farm planted his own seed. While men slept, the enemy went and planted his own seed in the same farm. Therefore, in the same farm, there are two types of seeds. They are growing in the same farm, wheat and tares. And it's a picture of the Church of Jesus Christ having two groups of people, but two different sources. Two different fathers. That's why the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knows the one that he planted there. But when we come to the story of Ishmael and Isaac, it is the same father that produced the two of them. It's the same father. Abraham is the father of Ishmael. Abraham, the same Abraham, is the father of Isaac. So the picture it is producing, trying to make us understand also the position of the church, the composition of the church is also different. Because I told you, the pictures of the church, they are presented in types and shadows that helps you look generally at the composition of the church. And so, when we look at it, we will also see, amen, hallelujah, the same thing that applied to Abraham, listen, the same thing that applied to Abraham that produced Isaac and Ishmael, the same father, is also a different picture of Isaac also came and produced twins, Esau and Jacob. It is another picture of the settings again in the church. So it's good so that we don't mix them when we want to either explain them or teach them or even in our understanding. But for now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For now, let's do some reading so that when we are making reference, so people know they read the Bible till they come to church. So let's just read what the whole thing about Ishmael and Isaac is all about. Who will read for us now? Genesis chapter 15, from verse 1 to verse 6. Give him the microphone, please. Follow it very, very carefully, because I will be making references to it, to these stories. Genesis chapter 15. Let's just read from verses 1 to verse 6 first.
Hallelujah. I read. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be.
Verse 6.
And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Now go to chapter 16, verse 1, read it up to verse 16.
Praise the Lord. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare no children.
Take note, just before you go ahead, where we read now, that is God's promise, God's plan for Abraham. Go ahead now.
Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bare no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abraham, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, My wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her sight. But the Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountains of the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself unto her hand. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. 11. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wise man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here obtained after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Laharion. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Haggai bare Abraham a son, and Abraham called his son's name, which Haggai bare, Ishmael. 16. And Abraham was 86 years old when Haggai bare Ishmael to him.
Thank you. Can another sister now read chapter 17? Chapter 17, from verse 15 up to verse 27. So where we read, that is how Ishmael came about. Okay. Chapter 17, verse 15 to verse 27.
Verse 15. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings or people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and nine, and when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him.
Thank you. Take note. We never finish. We'll get one more. We'll go read. But I want you to take note first. The promise is to Abraham and his seed after him. But see something. And each of these people represents something as far as the Church of Jesus Christ is concerned. Number one, there was the man. Eliezer, thank you very much. There was Eliezer that was born in his house, that was in charge of everything as far as, hallelujah, praise the Lord. As far as Abraham was concerned, since he had he didn't have children. Because he didn't have children, but there was a faithful servant working with him there. He believed that that's the person that will inherit, was the head of the family. Now, as far as the Church of Jesus Christ is concerned, Eliezer represents a group of people. Amen. Church, listen. A servant is a servant. A servant is not, can never be a heir. And if there is position for servants in the family of Abraham, it simply means even in the Church of Jesus Christ, there are servants there. Amen. See, God himself. Remember that Abraham, there are some during circumcision, he circumcised including the slaves that he bought with his money. That lets you know that there are people that have been employed by God himself that will walk in the vineyard, but the inheritance of the kingdom does not belong to them. They are slaves. Until you catch it, you will think everybody that is serving God will go to heaven. Okay, oh. I know that's what I read in my own Bible. That's why I read now. What do I see with that? Praise the Lord. It's so important. It's Abraham himself, oh, that employed them. He bought them with his money. They belonged to his family. And he gave him Eliezer to be in charge. He was the general overseer. And yet, oh, glory be to God. God is saying, no be that one. Before you come to the second category now, Ishmael. He said the promise is not for him. There is the promise coming. Let's go to, continue, sister, chapter 21. The mystery of salvation is deep. From verse 1, read it up to verse 21.
And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said.
As he had said. Uh-huh.
And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken.
Uh-huh.
For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck, for have borne him a son in his old age? And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac.
Uh-huh.
And the thing was grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman, in all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Uh-huh.
And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed.
That's right.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow short. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an Acher. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Pichor, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness which I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And finally, I will read Galatians chapter 4. I will read. So from here now, you cannot understand Apostle Paul was bringing out the picture here this way. He was using it to explain the difference between law and grace. Abraham was using it to explain the picture, to tell the Jews the difference between law and grace. But here, it's also a perfect type of what is happening even within the Church of Jesus Christ now. And so verse 21 of Galatians chapter 4, he was telling them, he said, tell me you that desire to be under the law. Do you not hear the law? The story now, listen. For it is written that Abraham had two sons. The one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. Because the law subjected them to a bondage. But the law, but grace came and freed them. So he was bringing the type. But let's go deeper in what God was revealing to Paul. He says, but he, verse 23, who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Verse 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise. But as then at that time, he that was born after the flesh, which is Ishmael, persecuted him that was born after the spirit, Isaac, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman, Ishmael, shall not be heir with the son of the free woman, Isaac. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so take note, like I said earlier, both the son of the free woman and the son of the bondwoman have one and the same father. I want to be able to slot in something in this teaching that will help us to be more spiritual than some of us intermediate believers seem to be. Don't totally look at everybody in the denomination because they don't have the same revelation as you have, that they are of the devil. They are not all of the devil. The same Jesus you call here is the same Jesus they are calling upon. The same Holy Ghost that gathered us, is the same Holy Ghost that gathered them there. Our origin is the same. So that when you look at them, it just is an extension again of grace. It makes you appreciate grace. And anybody that is a beneficiary of grace, the first thing, identification of a beneficiary of grace, is humility. Because you don't deserve it. There is nothing. Look, there is nobody here that prays to the level that Allah do that people pray. There is nobody sitting down here that prays to the level that celebrity people pray. You don't fast half what they do. Okay, now that one they go. How many times do you pray in a day? Muslims pray 5 times a day. They pray secretly. Then a main road, they go put their mouth to pray. Everybody must see his prayer time. Amen. And you know, so what makes you better than anybody? It's election. It's grace. Unmerited favor. So what are you, why will you be proud? Oh, Brother Moses is very humble. Brother Moses is very humble. And they want to make me look as if there is a, as if I am. I have had it several times and they think that they are giving me compliment. You are not complimenting me the way you think. You are only confirming to me that I am a partaker of grace. And I am demonstrating it. And you cannot work it out. It is automatic. You don't go and practice humility as a Christian. It is automatic. And it comes by a knowledge, by a revelation. I am not better than them. I didn't walk before God and merited where I am now. So why will I be proud of? Why should I ever think I am better than anybody as far as salvation is concerned? I am only rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my joy and the reason of the bliss is this. The secret is the Comforter abides. That's all. Hallelujah. Why are you always happy, 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 happy? Because my sins are gone. When I look at how horrible my life was before, when I see that they will have thrown me to hell, the hand of mercy say you won't go. Why do you choose me? He loves me. I cannot tell why. He loves me. I cannot tell why. On Calvary Street, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot tell why. Where is boasting? Where is boasting? You have a gift. Do you know the meaning of gift? Gift. It means it's not originally your own. Do you understand? You have a gift. And it's a spiritual gift. It means it's a gift by the Holy Ghost. Or let me call it by a spirit. Because it's not everyone, every gift that is from the Holy Ghost. I mean, they call it spiritual gift. So it's not even your own, it's a spirit that gave you the gift. Some na Holy Ghost. Some na dirty ghost. But you don't own it, that's the important thing. So what are you proud of? Amen. So our estate is among all my father's children. Among all my mates and colleagues. Among all my age mates. I found favor with God. I found favor with God. Hallelujah. I found favor. That's why it's amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretched person like me.
I once was lost, but
God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is the Lord that I give. That's what I want us. It's not for us to puff up. Every revelation we have is to make us appreciate salvation and make us to be better Christians. Any revelation you have that makes you puff up, it has only become intellectual. It has not served its purpose. The purpose of God taking us deeper, deeper, is also to make us better and better Christians. Nothing more. This revelation will make you to so love God, to so appreciate Him. You want to do nothing that would displease him. So take note of that, so that it doesn't enter the intellectual, but that it pierces to the soul. So that it will keep you closer to the cross. You appreciate God's divine agenda for salvation more than you do now. Because that is what these things, when these things are quickened to me, this is what it does to me. Praise the Lord. Because here is it, the condition of the church today. The same father gave birth to Ishmael. The same father gave birth to Isaac. But take note, hallelujah. The reason why Ishmael and Isaac cannot be fellow heirs of the kingdom of Abraham. Those same two groups of people are in the church of Jesus Christ today. Fathered by the Lord Jesus Christ, but the two of them cannot be the bride of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Ishmael is a product of man's idea. Abraham was given a promise. The same problem that Abraham has, many Christians in your individual relationship with God will suffer the same thing also. Impatience. Doubt. God has spoken to you concerning any area of your life. If he doesn't tell you the date, if he doesn't tell you how he will do it, what you have to do is just wait on him. But this woman is getting to 90 years and she's pitying her husband, Abraham. And maybe she believes that the reason why they don't have children, maybe she had reason to believe that her womb was closed. And she was sure Abraham was okay medically. And so an idea came. You go die for nothing, you know. You go leave all these things, that one slave go carry everything. Why not have somebody from your loins? And then idea came to her. I said, I have another slave here. Now she said, woman, pass your own seed through her. Amen. Take note that Abraham did not go to pray. Maybe Abraham was eyeing that girl before. The way he accepted it, chop, chop, chop. Hallelujah. But that also shows the reason why God chose Abraham to give him that seed. Thank God, Abraham, no be Igbo man. You say, what happened? 3 years when you don't marry, finish, the woman not born. Come and see wahala in that house. Come and see wahala. Because you attach so much premium to children. So much to the detriment of how your wife is feeling. And some of us, now we get the problem, not be the woman, no. Not be the woman. Praise the Lord. But all attention is always on the woman. Always on the woman. 3 years. This man married this woman, so she passed menopause. Until it was concluded she can't have a child. But he didn't go to marry another woman. He stayed with one wife. He loved her so much. No wonder God chose him for that promised seed. Imagine until to even go into another woman, he has It has to be not by his suggestion. No, he didn't hold meeting. No, say this is make understand now. Say make see these girls here. I'm not gonna marry. I'm just picking. There are Christian men that marry because of lack of child. They will go and pregnant one woman outside. And to tell you how wicked they are doing it deliberately. They know how they will get the wife at home. Then when the woman don't born for outside finish, then they will come with crocodile tears. And I don't know how it happened. I was tempted. Now lie. Please forgive me. For God's sake. For God's sake. Now that time you know God. When you want to ask her to forgive you, the time you were doing it, for God's sake, you couldn't stop. For God's sake, forgive me. That's the commonest thing in Christianity. They would deliberately, when you see these tears among us, deliberately hit you, left, right, up, down. When they succeed in what they are doing, the same day will come again, and they'll begin to preach to you. You know, it is human to err. It is godly to forgive. A person will ask you for forgiveness, they quote for you. It's human to err. It is godly to forgive. Even the Bible says, if you don't forgive, your prayer will not be answered. And they are busy preaching to you. Now, forgiveness, they ask you to forgive him. Tears. But take note. Hallelujah. Even though that child, okay, first and foremost, even though that child was contrary to the plan of God for that seed to come, because the plan is that the seed will come through Sarah. Don't help God. Don't help God. This is his perfect will. It will come through Sarah. But it came through Hagar. And the interesting thing there is, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. As soon as the woman took in, she forgot that she is still a slave. She didn't know how she came about getting that pregnancy, that it was by the permission of her mistress. Now she thought she can take over that relationship. And she started looking down on her madam because she gave belle. Now that time, Nahim, Sarah, show him, say, I'll be your mistress. Plus you, plus this speaking, you're not going to stay for this house. Began to pepper that woman. He didn't drive her away. Begin to deal with the woman. For her safety, she ran away. Went to the wilderness, was crying. Crying. Take note that God, she was crying, and God heard her cry and sent his angel to come and was advising her, go and subject yourself to your mistress, and began to prophesy concerning that child, and began to say, in your womb there, there are nations in that womb. This your boy, you give birth to a son. His name, he named the child before the child was born. That name came from heaven. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That name came from heaven. So you want to say that Ishmael is not a child of God? He's a child of God. God is interested and gave his name. And yet, he was only in the permissive will of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory be to God.